Okay, Siman Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, really, the main topic of Sif Dalet, at least in the Mechaber, is the topic we already learned in Hilchos Bas V'Chol, of Chamek Tzasi Cham Kulei, two shittas. So when you have a Kli Mateches, generally you only have to be Meshar. You know, at this point, let me just backtrack for a second. At this point, we're moving on to how you Meshar Shishim. So when it talks about a kli, or sticking an iser kli into the pot, so the first question is, like, how much of the kli you have to mashar against? So therefore, it takes us back to the machlokes that we already learned about chamek tzasi cham kulei. You have to mashar against the whole entire spoon, even the handle that you're holding that's outside, or only the chelik that you stick into the kdeira. Okay, so we're going to learn over here again that there is a shita that says Rabbeinu Peretz that holds chamek tzasi cham kulei by kli mateches, and even if only part of the kli is stuck inside, but you still need to be meshayer neged the whole entire kli, even the handle that's sticking out, because the taste comes from the whole thing. We don't paskin like that shita. We paskin that even by a kli mateches, we don't say chamek tzasi cham kulei. You only need to be meshayer against the chelik of the kaf that actually is stuck inside. Iser shenizbashel im heter. If iser was cooked together with heter, afilu makiroi v'hu shalim v'zarkoi, even if you see the piece of iser, meaning a kazayis of iser, basar nevela fell into a pot of potato soup. So even if you see the piece of the kazayis of iser and you take it out, and it's shalim. It didn't fall apart and break apart into the soup. The whole piece of meat is still bishlemus, and you took it out. So you would have thought maybe you don't need to be mashar against it, because you took it out. So you took the iser out, so you don't need to be mashar against it. That's what you would have thought. So the Mechaber tells you, no. Tzorach shishim keneged kala iser. You still need to be mashar against the whole entire piece. How you took the piece out, so why are you being mashar against it? Because we don't know how much came out of it. You can't say, even though you have a kazayis of nevela, but you don't have a full kazayis worth of tam. You don't say that. Yeah? Maybe it wasn't such a strong bishul, and maybe only a half a kazayis worth of tam came out. You can't start to be mishar just to calculate, and take an educated guess of how much time came out of the thing. You have to make it ki'ilu as if the whole entire time came out. Why can't you give a calculated guess? So this is what we learned in Siv Gimel. Because either because everyone's going to be meikalai bazai, okay? Or because the fact that you don't know how much came out, you can't start, that's not really counted as a suffix. You can't really, you certainly just can't guess. If it's an Issa D'Oraisa, it's obvious that you just can't guess. But even if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, like a Kral, we still learned that even though it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, you still can't take a guess because it's not a valid suffix. Because just that you don't know, just that you're not a Bucky, it's not a valid suffix. So you can't do it. You have to mashar it against the whole entire piece. But now let me ask you differently. But how could it be, if I know how much fell in, if I know a whole kazayis fell in, I know how big it was before it fell in, it was a kazayis big, and now I'm taking out a whole kazayis. So I'm not taking a guess what came out. I know nothing came out. It's a full kazayis. It's the same amount that went in, I'm taking out. So I know nothing went in. I'm not guessing. You want to tell me that I can't, if I don't know how much iser fell in, some iser fell in, and I don't know how much it was, it's a suffix. So you want to tell me that I can't be mekel misafik, even if it's only an iser d'rabbanan, I'm still not allowed to be mekel misafik? I could accept that. Because you're telling me it's not a good suffix. You don't know it's not a good suffix. Okay, well, actually, not knowing how much iser fell in, that is a good suffix. That's like nishbach. Bad example. Okay, so you want to tell me like that, but in this case, if I know that it was one kazayis before it went into the pot, and I take it out, and it's still a full kazayis, so I know nothing came out. I shouldn't even have to have shishim against anything. Nothing came out. L'choira. Does anyone have an answer for that?
Blia. There's blia still. I'm still going to taste the demela inside when I eat it.
Meaning this taste coming
there's
out.
Taste coming out. The taste, meaning the taste of the soup went into the... It exchanged its flavor. The flavor of the soup went into the piece, and now the piece gave its flavor into the soup. And we can say that, and because of the whole humra of everything goes in, everything comes out, so we say all the flavor came out of it, and all of it stayed in. So when I throw it into the next pot, we can say, oh, last time...
We didn't get to the next pot. We didn't get to the next pot yet, but that's the answer. And at least in this pot, that even though I'm taking out a full kazai, it's the same amount that I put in, that doesn't prove to me that the taste didn't come out. So how is it the same big? First of all, who says taste takes up space? That's one point, first of all. And even if you want to argue that it might, okay, so you'll say that the nevela taste came out and was replaced by the potato soup taste that went in. So that's why it stayed the same size, but that doesn't prove that the taste didn't come out. Okay, so therefore you have to mishar neged the whole iser that fell in. Let's say, therefore, if you cook heter in an iser pot that's a bas yoima, let's say that you cooked iser in it this morning, and now you're cooking heter. You're cooking a pot of potato soup, and you stick in a treifa spoon. Obviously, that treifa spoon is a ben yoima. Sarech shishim keneged kol akdeira. You need to have shishim against the whole kdeira. U keneged kol mashatachav miyakaf. Or against the whole chelik of the kaf that you stuck in. Why do you need against the whole thing? She'ein anu yoidim kama bloy. We don't know how much time the kli absorbed. So we have to assume that the kli was full of iser tam. And now we have to assume that all that time that was in the kli comes out. So this is already taking it to the next step. We just learned if I have a piece of iser and I put it in and even mishar against the whole piece, because I don't know how much is coming out. Here he's teaching me number two einan yoidims, two chashish that we have to take. That when I was cooking a pot of iser and I used the spoon to stir, so we don't know how much iser went into the spoon. It could be that the spoon became full of iser. Again, assuming if you know the maximum amount of iser that could have gone into the spoon, so then we're not saying different. Meaning, if you were cooking one kazayis of iser and then you stirred that one kazayis of iser, so you know that the maximum amount of iser that could be in the spoon is only one kazayis. Okay. So that's not what we mean over here. What we mean is something else. We mean that you can't say, well, even though you were stirring one kazayis, who said a whole kazayis of time went into the spoon? Who says? Maybe only because it wasn't such a strong bishul, maybe only half a kazayis of time went into the spoon. That we don't know. That we have to assume that however much iser you used it with, that amount could have gone into the spoon. Obviously, till it fills up the spoon. You can never have in the spoon more iser than how big the spoon is, than the size of the spoon. But what we're talking about, that the iser was less than that, at least up until the size of the spoon, you can't just assume that it didn't absorb so much iser. We don't know. So we have to assume, first of all, let's say if you stirred a kazayis of iser with the spoon, you have to assume that a whole kazayis of iser went into the spoon. Now you take this spoon and you stir the kosher potatoes with it, you have to assume that whole kazayis that potentially is in the spoon is coming out now. Therefore, I need to be mishar against the whole kazayis of iser that might be in this spoon. And if I don't know how much iser I use the spoon with, I don't know. The example that I gave was that you were cooking a kazayis of iser, and you were menar one kazayis of iser with the spoon. So you know the maximum amount of time that's in the spoon is one kazayis of iser. Okay, so we told you two chumris. Number one, can't assume that the spoon wasn't baileya the whole kazayis, only part of it. You have to assume that the spoon was baileya the whole kazayis. Chumra number two, you can't assume that not all of that kazayis comes out into the potatoes. You have to assume that all of that time comes out into the potatoes. Fine. what happens if I don't know how much I used it for? When I used the spoon to stir the iser, I don't remember how much iser was in the pot. So then I have to be choshish that I was stirring a lot of iser, and it was so much iser that the spoon is able to be completely full with iser. So let's say if the spoon is 3 kazesim big, that's the volume, that's how much space the spoon takes up. So that's how much time it could have absorbed, up to 3 kazesim. Because I don't know how much I used it for. And if I used it with 3 kazesim, I have to assume the 3 kazesim was able to get in. Yeah, no, that's the second part. That's when you're sticking it in. That's when you stick it into the potatoes. How much of the spoon do you have to be mishara against? Only the part that you stuck in, not the handle. Means even if you assume that the handle did receive a tam iser, but you still don't have to be mishara against the handle because the part, the tam that's in the handle is not going into the potatoes. Because there's no... Oh, as opposed... But if it's a klima teches, then there is a shita that says you also have to be mishara against the handle. But we don't paskal like that shita anyway. So lemaisa, it's only against the part that's, that you stuck into the kdeira. Tzarech shishim keneged kol hakdeira, or keneged kol mashutachav miyakaf. Why? Why neged the whole spoon? She'en on yoydin kamavloy, because we don't know how much was absorbed. Bein she'em shal cheres, oy eitz, oy matachas. There's no difference in this halacha if it's a kli cheres, which is something which you cannot kasher, or a kli eitz, oy matachas, which you could kasher. There's no difference in this halacha. You have to be mishar, neged the whole entire part that you stuck in. Why would I think that's different? So the Shach tells us why I would think that it's different. Because there is a Shita, Shita's Haravid, that holds that when do we say you need to be Mishara against the whole spoon? You can't take a guess of how much time came out. That's when it comes to like a Kli Cheres, which you cannot kasher. But if it's a Kli Mateches, if it's a Kli that you're able to kasher, then you have a right to take an educated guess and assume how much time came out of the spoon. Be mishar based on the koyach habishul, how much time you think came out of the spoon. And if you think it was only half a kazayis, it's enough to have 30 kazayisim of heter. You don't have to be mishar against all the iser that's in the spoon. You have a right to guess how much iser came out.
If anything, it should be the other way. A koyach cheres is a harder time. It's a harder time pulling out iser. We say that's why.
Good
you can't
point. Good so point.
Should we say the other way around? If this spoon is more susceptible to absorb and to give off flavor quickly.
It's a good question. Well, anyway, but that's the shita that's arrived. And the Machaber is telling us that we don't paskin like that shita. That even a kli mateches, which you're able to kasher, you still have to be mishar against the whole part that you stuck in. Meaning the whole potential iser that could be in that part of the spoon that you stuck in. Again, I want to clarify, you don't always need against the part of the spoon that you stuck in. That's if you're assuming that the spoon, the whole spoon is full of iser, because you don't know how much iser went into the spoon, so you're assuming the whole spoon is full of iser. Then, now when you're sticking it into the potatoes, what part of the spoon do you have to be mishayer against? You don't have a right to guess how much came out. You have to be mishayer against the whole part that you stuck in. But if you know how much iser is in the spoon or in that part of the spoon that you stuck in, you're not going to need more than how much iser is inside the spoon. If you know you only use the spoon with one kazayis of iser, so you're not going to have to mishire against more than one kazayis of iser. Over here we're talking about you don't know how much iser you used it with. That's why you need against the whole spoon, but we're just telling you, it's not mamish the whole entire spoon, because the part that's sticking out has nothing to do. It's not, from there, it's not going into the taruvis. The part that you stuck in, that's what's going in. And you don't have a right to start guessing how much time from that chiluk of the spoon, you don't have a right to start guessing how much time came out. And the chiddush is that applies even to a kli mateches. So, you have to be mishar against the whole pot or the whole spoon. When you cook heter in an iser pot, meaning if I cooked iser in the pot this morning, now I cook heter in the pot, I need to be mishar against the whole pot. And like we learned already, that the rule is, usually you're not going to have shishim against the whole pot, right? So usually you won't have shishim. So says the Ramah, when are you going to have shishim against the whole pot? If the iser went in to the whole entire pot, through and through. Give me that pencil for a second, please. this is my pot. And I cooked Isser in it. So then, when I cooked the Isser in it, the Isser tam went into the whole pot, the whole thickness of the pot. So therefore, when I cook the heter, the tam is coming out of the pot. So it's from the whole entire pot. So therefore, I need to be mishar against the whole oivei doifnei akli, the whole entire thickness of the pot, because that's full or potentially full of Isser. That can all come out. But not always does the Isser, when the Isser went into the pot, not always does the Isser go through and through into the pot. Sometimes the Isser only goes into the klipa of the pot. When does Isser only go into the klipa of the pot? If I salted Isser in the pot. And Iroi also. Chametei Chtzoinen. So if the pot became treif through one of these methods, where the bliya didn't go all the way through, so then if the bliya, if it was through melichas and the bliya only went kidei klipas akli, so then I only need to be mishar shishim against the kidei klipas akli. And usually the rule is, I usually do have shishim against kidei klipas akli. So that's what the Rambam is adding. If it was v'lei ayidei eish, ayidei bishul, or even sli, is mashpa from the Rambam eish, he says, fire, yeah? She'oz ha'bliya ho'ilechas b'chol akli, because then the bliya goes into the whole oivei daifni akli, it goes into the whole thickness of the kli.
Why do we say over here that sli goes kolei? Because we say
kelei. Because ain't no b'kiyim, whatever, yeah.
Oh, you don't have shamin by a kli.
No, if it's chametech tzoinin, then it's only kidei klipa. Meaning if the kli was cold, it's only kidei klipa. But if I was roasting on that kli, so then it won't be melea b'chulei. Aval ayidei resichas melicha. But if I was meleach something in the kli, ein nivla b'kli, rakadei klipa. It only gets absorbed in the kli, kidei klipa. Vein sarach l'shar, rakadei klipa. Therefore, when I cook the hatter in it, I only need shishim against kidei klipa sa kli. It's not going against what we said before. You need shishim against whatever part of the kli, you know, all the isser in the kli. In this example, you know that the whole kli is not full of isser. Only the klipas akli is full of isser. So you only need shishim against klipas akli. What about kavush? What happens? The Rama taught us if it's bishul or tzli, mashma even tzli. So then the Isser, the kli became Aser Bekulai. Again, up to the amount of Isser that I cooked. If I only cook one kazayis in the kli, so it doesn't matter that the doifni ha-kli are five kazaisim. The doifni ha-kli only are holding one kazayis, right? If I only cook one kazayis of Isser. But assuming I cook 10 kazaisim of Isser, so then that means that the whole doifni akli could be full of Isser. So if the doifni akli are five kazesim, so now when I cook the heter, I need shishim against all five kazesim of the entire thickness of the doifni akli. But then the Rama is adding, but if, even if I cook 10 kazesim of, oh, not cook, but even if I had 10 kazesim of Isser in my pot, but it was such a type of a resicha which the Isser didn't go through and through into the kli, so then that's how much Isser I have in the kli, only to take klipas akli. What happens if I'm koivish, the Isser in the kli? Instead of cooking the Isser, I soak it for 24 hours in the kli. So how deep does it go? So you said what?
Kulai.
No, kavush mesles goes into the kli, we paskin. There are certain types of kalim the Isser behetra holds it doesn't affect. Galas, we paskin maisa, but he discusses certain ones it doesn't affect. We paskin that it affects all the kalim. And it was at Moshech Taz and Isser Heter and Simen Kovei. You know, so over here, the Shach Paskins, like the Isser Beheter, that it goes through and through. And the Taz was the one who argued that it only goes Kedei Klipa.
Right.
So, well, from the Ramaz Ishtikal Mashma, Shadi Paskins, that it's only, that it's Kulai, sorry. Because he says, well, he doesn't say. He says, if it's Bishul, then it's Kulai. If it's Malicha, it's only Kedei Klipa. If Pavush was also, I thought at first that you can make a diuk, because if kavush would also be klipa, he would say, "Avala yidei resichas melicha, oy kavush sheina." Yeah, but that's not a good diuk because there's irui klirushin is also only kadei klipa. So whatever, we don't have a good proof for what the Rama would know. But anyway, there is this machloikus. Let's read further. V'yesh misha machmir b'kaf shal mateches la'atzrich shishim keneged kuloi. There is the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz that holds that if it's a kaf shal mateches, and even though you only stuck in part of the spoon, you need to be mishayer against the handle as well that's sticking out. Mikoyach, this rule of cham k'tzase cham kuloi. That causes that the tam should come from the whole entire spoon, not just the chelik of the spoon that's stuck into the k'deira. Afilo lo yichnis ela miktas, mishum l'cham k'tzase cham kuloi. This is based on the principle of cham k'tzase cham kuloi by ekli mateches. But again, like we said, we don't paskin like this shita. There are more. Oh, the Ramah says it again over here. But now you can get as far as you shine that Allah is like the first opinion. That even if it's a klima teches, we're only mishayer against the chelik of the kaf that you're stuck in.
Chametz HaZecham Kulei goes according to the opinion, says it does transfer. It would be also according to a pot. Meaning
if you're only cooking in part of the pot?
Yeah, you have half the pot.
Oh, so that's already you're touching on what the Prima Gadim talks about. Let's say you're cooking only in half. So you need to mishayer against the rest, the part of the pot that's sticking up.
Why not?
But we don't pass in chamek tzase cham kulei. So the halacha, do you have to be mishayer against the whole pot or only the part of the pot that's keneged hatashil?
We do pass in the
nafuk to the keneged machmer. The minute we machmer, we have to be keneged aretiv, no?
Nafuk to the keneged aretiv, you mishayer against the whole kateira, even what's higher than the bleis kol higher than the fourth grade, no? That's how the place where we discuss.
That's because it's falling now. So it's spreading now. Here we're talking about that I cooked this morning in the pot, and now I'm cooking Isser in the pot, and now I'm cooking Heter in the pot. Only half of it. Do I need to be Mishire against the whole entire part, the top part, or not? So it could be you have a good ride from there, but I just answer to you what those that argue say, you know, why it's not necessarily a good ride, because that's talking about how the tipa spreads now. When it falls in, it will spread. But whereas this case, this question is just a regular case that I cooked Heter in an Isser pot. So the answer to this is what?
You should be machmer anyway because we say things shake around in the pot, no? If we're afraid that things are always shaking around the pot, that's why you don't.
Okay, if at some point in the Bishul the Reuter was at a higher, reached a higher.
Boiled up higher,
and now some of it boiled out. So that would be included in our question that you have to be mishayer against. But let's say the part of the upper part of the kli that certainly didn't
touch,
where the Reuter certainly didn't reach. So the Prima Gadim learns. And it's in the Tzadik Dalet. The Prima Gadim has a chiddush based on a series of questions. That this halacha that we don't say chamek tasei cham kuloi, that means when the handle is cold. That the opinion that said we say chamek tasei cham kuloi means even if the handle is cold, you still have to be mishayer against the whole spoon. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you only have to mishayer against the part that you stuck in. But if you're cooking in a pot, the whole pot gets hot. Of course, you have to be mishayer against the whole pot.
The whole one of cham k'tzase cham kuloi is that a metal thing, but then at the melee, as soon as the one side gets hot, the other side gets hot also.
That's how you say that. That's not how Rabbeinu Peretz learned according to this pirish. No, it's based on that meaning because we find by mateches that it has this koyach to conduct heat. So it could be that there is a blia even when the other part is cold. And that was Rabbeinu Peretz's opinion. And we didn't accept this extension. We did not accept this then. We felt that if it's taka cold, then there's no blia from that chelik of the kli. But if you're cooking in the pot, so the part of the pot that's sticking out, then no. So this is a machloikis. This question is taka a machloikis in the paskim. If it's going to receive a blia from the part that was above it. Because according to the Magen Avraham's way of learning, there's no difference if it's hot or cold, the rest of the kli. We'll say the taste went there, but it doesn't come out from there. So whatever. So this is a question, it's a machloikis. If in case that you're cooking, if you're cooking in a pot, so obviously the top part of the pot is getting hot, obviously. So would you taka have to? According to the Prima Gadim, you would, and according to the Magen Avraham, you would not. Okay, weiter. Chamakosakamkuli means you have to be mishayer. If it's a metal spoon, you have to be mishayer even against the handle that's sticking out of the whole pot. Even if it did not get hot yet. You always have to be mishayer, ki'ilu you stuck in the whole spoon. And we don't accept this. We say that you only have to be mashayer against this part that you're stuck in. But the question is, but what would happen if you're cooking in a metal pot and it's only halfway filled? Do you have to be mashayer against the whole pot or only the part of the pot that's opposite your food? So you would answer, we don't say chamek tzah, say cham kuloi, so we probably don't have to be mashayer against the rest of the pot. So the answer is not so simple, because it could be that over here we're talking about a handle that not get hot. So that's why you don't have to be mashayer against it. But when you're cooking in the pot and the rest of the pot is getting physically hot, then you do have to be mashayer against it. And that's the opinion of the Prima Badim. Then it's the same question as the spoon. Your case would be if you catch it early enough. Yeah. But normally, if you're cooking in it, the rest of the pot always does get hot. If you catch it early enough, you pour it out right away, so then maybe it's relevant. Okay, right there. Recall Isser Shemavatl B'Shishim. Every Isser that's Vatl B'Shishim, in Makiroi Tzarech L'Asiroi. If you could be makir the yisr, if you see the yisr, you have to take it out. So when the piece of nevela fell into the potato soup, can't just say, oh, since I have shishim against the kazayis nevela, so now I could eat the soup. Before you eat the soup, you have to take the kazayis nevela out. You can't just leave it in there. Yeah. And it's not just, I mean,
any bit of shishim,
if you see the yisr, if you recognize the yisr. That's what everyone says. And kol iser shemivatl b'shishim, any time that an iser was batl b'shishim, imakira, if you recognize it, tzarech l'asir, you have to take it out.
If you don't recognize it,
so what does it mean, not recognizing it? If it's a yavish b'yavish, it means you don't know which chaticha, so that's called not recognizing it. It's not shaykh to take it out. You don't know which piece. Mm-hmm. And that's when mikra, then you could eat all the pieces. And we're going to learn in the simikov test, there is a chumrah to throw one of the pieces out. When you have the Ruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, we'll talk about that when we get there. If you're talking about the Ruvus of Isra falling into, potatoes or whatever it is, the time that all we're saying is that the time that came out of my treif piece, didn't affect my potatoes. But it doesn't, because I had shishim against my nevela, doesn't turn my nevela into kosher. I didn't kasher. I didn't get out all the nevela taste from my potato and cause them. Piece of nevela and now my nevela turns into kosher meat. Piece of nevela is a piece of nevela. I can never eat it. If it completely dissolved. So then it's like just a taste of it, and as long as I had shishim against it, then it's fine. I don't recognize it. And if I don't recognize it because there's other kosher pieces of meat in the pot, so then I have simultaneously a teruvus of lach, meaning I have to worry about the blia that's going out of it, which then I have to make sure I have shishim amongst the whole pot. And if I do, then at least the potatoes are mutter. And then in terms of the pieces, so sometimes all the pieces are going to be aser, and sometimes all the pieces are going to be mutter, depending if this chaticha was batel and the other chaticha is yavish b'yavish. So it was not royal iskabit, so then it was batel. So then I'll be allowed to eat all the chatichas. And if it was royal iskabit, then I'll have to throw out all the pieces of meat, because the pieces were not batel. Because since the din is that I have to take out this treifa piece, and I don't know which one it is, now I have to take out all the pieces. So sometimes it's going to be batel and be allowed to eat all the pieces, because that's called Eina Makiroi. And sometimes, though, because it's lacking the din of bitl, B'yavish, I'll have to answer all of it. Well, here we're just talking about the Pashta case. When the nevela fell into the potato soup, you have to take out the piece of nevela. You would have thought maybe that because they had shishim against it, so all the taste came out. It lost its identity as a piece of nevela. That doesn't happen. All we're saying is, whatever taste comes out of the nevela into the potatoes was nisbatl. It didn't ruin the potatoes. The sign? B'lachein im nafal chelav. Oh, now the Ramah says, now based on this, I'll tell you a new din. Im nafal chelav l'toich ha-tafshil. Let's say chelav. Fats of Isser fell into a tafshil. Fell into my potatoes, yeah? In his battle time, it was shishim and had shishim against it. So you'll tell me, good. The chelav dissolves into my potatoes. But I had shishim against it, so I'm not tasting the. I'm not feeling the taste of the chalev, because I had shishim. So it's batel b'shishim. It'll be mutter. Tells you that I'm going to wait a minute. If it would be a piece of chalev, you'd be allowed to eat the potatoes. But what would you have to do? You're not allowed to eat a piece of nevela, right? It would be a piece of nevela rather. What did we say you had to do? You had to take out the piece of nevela, right? So over here, the same thing with the chalev. Right now, maybe you don't recognize the chalev. You don't see it. It got dissolved in the potatoes. But hayoyis, there's a way that I can get the chalev out. I can make it congeal. Yeah, I can make it float to the top. So it means there's a way of me getting it. There's a way I could make it become recognized. So I have to take it out.
Why don't we say, just like we say something's usher once and we leave it usher, why don't we say something's mutter once?
The potatoes are going to be mutter.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
but the chalev doesn't become mutter.
Something unrecognizable we say is mutter, right? Something unrecognizable is mutter. Once it lost, we can't tell the difference, it is mutter.
Yeah.
So the
chalev
becomes unrecognizable at a point.
No, so what we're trying to say is that it's not really unrecognizable. There's even at that state, there's a method, there's a way of making it recognizable and getting it out. So therefore, you have to do that. Beteva is memela, so you can't just eat the potato straight up. You have mechuyev to take out the chalev. Ah, you don't see the chalev. You make it be seen. Add some cold water into your potatoes. So then the nature of the chalev will be now to congeal, come to the top, float to the top and congeal. The lots of flamayla and float to the top alamayim on top of the water. Now you'll be able to take it out like the people do if they're very health conscious. So instead of cooking the chicken soup on Friday afternoon, they cook it Thursday night, put it in the fridge, and Friday morning they take off all the chalev that was tough flamayla. But that's just a watery soup. So we're saying if you have a pot of potatoes, add in some water, and then the water will make the chalev come to the top and congeal. Cold water will make the chalev float to the top and congeal. And then you'll be able to remove it. Since it's possible to remove it, have a ki'ilu makiri, it's as if you recognize it. Therefore you have to take it out. That's the din of the chalev. Now, there is a machloikis. Okay. Do me a favor. Tell them that I'm finishing at 7 o'clock, so there's no point in them opening the door three times for the next 8 minutes.
Put the standard fucking
doors. Oh, whatever. Then I don't have to. So over here we have, we're finishing up another 5 minutes. So over here we have a question. The Rama taught us a chumrah. The Rama taught us that even if I have shishim, I can't just eat my potatoes straight up. I'm a chuyiv, just like I'm a mechuyiv to remove the piece of nevela, I'm a mechuyiv to remove the chalev. Even though I have to have a special pu'ula in order to be able to remove the chalev, I have to put in the water, I'm a mechuyiv to do that. Yeah? That's what the Rama taught us. So comes the Bach, and the Bach says that once you're removing the chalev, so even if you didn't have shishim against the chalev, the potatoes are going to be mutter. That's what the Bach says.
You see, all the flavor came together with the chalev.
Apparently the Bach is learning. And unlike the example that we gave before, when the nevela, and the piece of nevela fell into the potato soup, that even though you're taking out the whole piece of nevela, but there's still taste of the nevela going out into the soup. So how is it still a whole big piece of nevela? Because maybe it was replaced. By chalev, that's not possible to happen. By chalev, there's no such thing that the chalev is mixing with the potato soup, but it's not. It's not, it can't mix together with the.
So we should be able to do kedei kupa on all the potatoes and eat potato soup.
That's what he's saying. He's saying once you get out the chalev.
Even before. Because once it gets invested in the potato.
No, when it's melted. No, when it's melted, when it's dissolved in, so it's amongst all of it. But when you congealed it and you got it out, So it didn't, we don't have to be concerned for the flavor that came out of the chalev into the potato soup. That's the shita sabach. So therefore, even if you don't have shishim against the chalev, if you remove the chalev, it's going to be mutter even without shishim. And the Taz says that that's not true. Even by chalev, you're always going to have shishim, just like the piece, you have to have shishim against it. Even if you're getting all the chalev out, it still could be that the taste of the chalev went out into the potato soup. So you have to have shishim. If you don't have shishim against it, it's for sure also even after you moved it out. The Ramah is just adding a chumrah, that even if you had shishim, you can't just eat your potatoes. You have to do what you could do to get the chalev to come out.
We have a focus on how you learn what effect, what kola of chalev does. Does chalev with a favorite kola, or does chalev stay one part that is nisha, that you're able to take out the whole thing the way it is, with the atzmei?
Yeah, is the time of the chalev going into the soup, or is it not? Or is it just the chalev mixing with it? But if you got the gufa chalev out, there was no time that went out of the chalev into the soup. That's the bach shita. Whereas the taz is holding no, that just like by the regular piece of nevela, the time went out and could be replaced by potato soup flavor. Same thing happens by the chalev. Then there's another important din that the Ramah says, that what happens when a piece of iser falls first into one pot, and I have shishim, and then it falls into another pot? Do I have to have shishim in the second pot as well? That's the question. That's the question that the Ramah asks. So there's no question if in the first pot I did not have shishim. Okay. So for sure, since the whole first pot became aser, so for sure in the second pot, it'll make the second pot aser. I have to have shishim again against the piece. But the question is, what happens if in the first pot I had shishim against the piece? So everything was mutter, so then I would have maybe thought that all the taste, all the flavor of the piece of nevela came out into the soup. Huh? You were cooking it together, so you had shishim in the first pot. So you were cooking it together. So what happens when you cook something? The time comes out. The flavor comes out. So the flavor came out. I still have a kazayis. That was because maybe the potato soup replaced it. But now, so what's my piece? My piece is only, it's really, really, it's a piece of thing because it has potato soup flavor in it. So when I put it in the second pot, I shouldn't need a kazayis anymore. I shouldn't need a mevatel, the piece of meat, because it doesn't have any, it's not left with any tam iser now. It was already, it all came out the first time. It's only one kazayis of nevela, so it can't give off two kazayisim worth of tam, right? So if in the first pot I had shishim, that means I'm assuming that the tam came out in the first pot, so it means there's no tam left to go into the second pot.
Maybe I could say Hanan.
But if in the first pot you did not have shishim, so there's no question, because everything became aser.
Not in the piece itself.
But the thing is, when you take the piece out, it's going to become chanan there.
And now, and that's why the Mechaber doesn't look at that.
No, but who cares? But chanan require flavor.
Yeah, but you don't even need to come on to that. The answer to this is very simple. The answer is that we don't know, we can't say l'kulo that all the... In the first pot, we say you need to be meshar neged kulo, because maybe all the time comes out. Right? Le'adinan kamenofik minei. But we don't know l'kula that for sure all the time comes out. Maybe nothing came out in the first pot, and it's all going to come out in the second pot. So therefore, obviously, I have to have shishim in the second pot. Shishim in the first pot didn't help me. I don't know for sure that all the time came out of the piece. Maybe nothing came out, so therefore, I have to mishire again in the second pot against the whole piece. I mean, I'm not saying that the sefer that you said is wrong. I'm just saying you don't need to come on to that. That's it. In a regular case, you don't need to come on to that. So that's the first din that the Ramah says, that it falls into one pot, even if I had shishim in that pot, and then it falls into a second pot, I still have to be mevatel the iser in the second pot. I can't assume that all the taste already came out in the first pot. It has no taste in itself anymore left to aser the second pot. We don't assume that. We have to be choshesh that maybe not everything came out. That's what the Ramah says.
That not everything
came out. Isrish in his battle big day, Rav Yisur, Misham, you took it out to an awful, like there, a cheres, and it fell into another pot. Tzarech, lachzor levatli b'shishim. You have to mevatli b'shishim a second time in the second pot, because who said everything came out? Neged kulei. You can't even say maybe half came out the first time, so I only need shishim against half. So l'chumra we say everything came out, and l'chumra we say nothing came out the first time. V'chein lo'olam. Even many pots like this. Aval im nafal, like there, we shayin a shtei pa'amim, but if it fell into the pot Then you took it out, and then you fell back in. So then it's good enough to have one-time shishim. Just like the Ramah Paskin, when you stick the spoon in twice, you only have to have one-time shishim. So same thing over here, you only have to have one-time shishim. What's the reason? So again, the reason that the Ramah said over there doesn't apply over here, because over there we said it's balua b'kli, maybe balua b'kli, the shitas that say it's not nasis nevela. Over here, there's no balua b'kli. Let's say most of the time came out, some stayed, and this, and the potato soup flavor that went in because nasis nevela came back out. So why don't we say that? So the answer is, listen, the end of the day, nasis nevela, you know, is the rabbanon, the shari surim. Well, the truth is, we'll say it even by basar b'chol, so we don't even come on to that. Well, he said at the end of the day that the second iser that became aser is min b'minoi with the pot, so it's not really midiraisa in each ishim against it, it's only midirabbanon. So therefore, we'll say that since you don't have a new iser that's falling in, it's the very same thing that's falling back in a second time, we don't make you have a second time shishim. That's this Rambo.